Our next speaker and final speaker it was recently listed on the Forward top 50 Jews who have influence in the world. But for us at the OU, even greater than that is the fact that he's an eminent Talmud Chacham. He's a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University and a Mechaber of many Sforim. It's a great covet for me to introduce the CEO of OU Kosher, the Rabbinic Administrator, Harav Menachem Genach Shlita. He will be speaking about the grape juice and wine for the Arba Kosas.
The topic I'm going to speak about today is the use of grape juice for the four cups of wine. And this actually is a matter of dispute amongst the poskim, as you would expect almost everything is, right? Moshe Feinstein, and this is quoted in the Haggadah Kol Dodi, was of the opinion that one could not use grape juice for the four cups of wine. You could use it for Kiddush, but not for the four cups of wine. And the reason he argued was that we know that the four cups of wine have to be drunk derech cheres. The four cups represent a demonstration of our freedom. And the Gemara says, for example, that if a person drinks wine, shosom chai, in other words, wine that's very, the way they used to make the wine, they used to, as we do still today, you know, it's diluted to a certain measure. At that time, it was because the wine was very strong or very thick, it was diluted 2-1. Two components, water to one of the wine essence of the grapes, grape juice. So if it's shosem chai, so you don't fulfill this yudei yain, you don't fulfill this aspect of cheres. So Ramesha said that it has to be a wine with an alcoholic content. And he brings a proof to this from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi tells us that there was an Amora, Rabbi Yoina, Yerushalmi Psochim, that he drank the four cups of wine, v'schozik reishi ad atzeres, and he had a headache from it till Shavuos. So Ramesha argues, listen, if grape juice were okay, there would have been a simple option. Use grape juice. Why get a headache for such a long time till Shavuos? The Yerushalmi says, "You be loy shoshi abakos the leil bepesach v'chazik reishi ad chaga." The Biloy had a headache not just till Shavuos; he had it till Sukkos. Tesvav mechaga matzis, I guess, right? So. Why didn't they use such an easy option, namely drinking grape juice? So Rabbi Moshe says, you see, the reason they didn't do it is because with grape juice you wouldn't be yoytze, because it doesn't have this dimension of cheres. And another rye which Rabbi Moshe could have quoted is that the Gemara tells us, this machlokes tana, what about children? You know, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, training children to do mitzvahs. Is there a mitzvah to mechanach a child for dalek koisis? Machlokes tanoim. Tanakama says, "Hakol chayovim." This is Gemara Psochim al Kufches. Hakol chayovim be'aba koisis alalo echad anoshim ve'echad noshim ve'echad tinokos. Men, women, and children. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, "Mato elis l'tinokos be'yayin." And Rashi said, "What for? What purpose would we give them?" The wine, they don't like wine. The wine hurts them. The Ran says they don't enjoy wine. So he says, for the children, for the babies, the kids at the at the Seder, don't give them wine, but mechalkem kloyes vegozim. Just give them candies to eat, and that's how they feel dalakos. So the question is this: there's no kid that doesn't like grape juice. So why not give them grape juice? So it would appear that grape juice is inadequate to fulfill the mitzvah. These are all arguments that Rav Moshe, which Rav Moshe would marshal to his position. However, the Vav Zatzal of Soloveitchik Zichron Levrachim was of the opinion that you can use grape juice for the Dalet Kosos, and he argued on the contrary for those people who don't like wine or wine is not good for them. Grape juice is more derech cheres, and Reb Chaim Kinievsky records. Reb Chaim from his Shlita quotes his uncle, the Chazan Ish, that the Chazan Ish used to actually use grape juice for the Dalet Kosos, and apparently the Chabina Rav also used grape juice for the Dalet Kosos. So we have a dispute whether grape juice can be used for the Dalet Kosos or not. Just in terms of Ramosha, what did they do with Ramosha's Vaya? So Fayesh Herzog once told me this. He's the, I think it was Fayesh or David Herzog, one of the Herzogs. They're the owners of Kedem Wine. They told me a very interesting observation. You know, in the time, the harvest of grapes for wine is usually, sometimes September and October. In Israel as well. You know, it depends, of course. It changes based on the season, and they check when the grapes are exactly ripe. But there's only one harvest of grapes. So in our time, when we harvest the grapes, we can make grape juice then that will survive the whole year. But in the time of Chazal, grape juice generally didn't survive. In other words, if you left it, we put in sulfites to stop the fermentation of the natural yeast that's in the grapes, which is what turns the grape juice into, you know, the alcohol. It's a fermentation process. Companies want to adjust how much exactly what the fermentation is, they put in sulfites, or they heat the grape juice, or they vacuum pack it in a special way so that it won't continue to ferment. But that technology was not easily available in the time of Chazal. So therefore, you know, the Vayis, well, why didn't they use grape juice? The answer is, if Pesach fell Sukkot's time, it would have been a good question. But Pesach falls when Pesach falls, right? So therefore, they didn't have grape juice available. So it's not, the proof is not as strong as otherwise. I mentioned this once to David Feinstein, and said, could be then, that's the fact, and it wasn't easily available. So maybe that's why they didn't have grapes. It's not such a riot then. Now the Rav's minig was, this is what the Rav used to do. He used to, the Rav used to make kiddush on wine, and they used to use, for the other three cups, he used to use grape juice. So why did he use wine for the kiddush and grape juice for the other kosos? So this was his rationale. Does anybody want to suggest a reason? So, why? Because after one, it was more than that he couldn't take. Yeah, no, that wasn't the reason. No. Why? Well, it's machlok. It's kiddush yantiv machlok. It's mishayna. No. What they do, the mechava, is they make on the first and third coast of Boi Pirchon. We follow the sheet to the riff, we make a Boi Pirchon. I'm going to tell you the reason. The reason is this. There's a machloikis harishonim, whether you yoytze kiddush on yayin mevushel, wine that is mevushel, heated, boiled, cooked, pasteurized or cooked wine, right? Remind me, I want to tell you a little bit about Mayim Vushal, because I'm going through a Mayim Vushal battle now with Elal. So remind me to mention that. Not a battle, but a discussion. So the Rambam's opinion is that Yayin Mevushal is not kosher for Kiddush. The Rambam says it's Pechav Tes for Hilchas Shabbos Aloch Yedalid. Ein Mekachin Elal HaYayin HaVoy L'Nasach HaGabim Mizbeach. The fikach in this Arab bo dvash or so'or afil ketipas achada b'chovas gedola ein mekachin lov. The Rambam says that you can only make kiddush on wine which could be, and it's based on the Gemara Bava Asra, which could have been used as a libation, nisuch ayayin, in the base of Migdash with the Karbonos. But wine that's not suitable for that can't be used for Kiddush. And the Ram says, V'yesh mi shematel kadosh lo v'omel lo nema di yayin havoy l'nisuch akav nisbarech elo hotzi yayin shireich hova omegula omevushul she'ein mekachin al ech mihem. The Rambam's opinion is this. The Rambam says you can't make Kiddush on wine that the wine has to be royal for Nisach Agav Mizbeach. There are two things that the Rambam excludes. One thing is, if there's any sweetener added to the wine, so that would not be kosher on the Mizbeach. Why? Because the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to sacrifice something, offer something on the Mizbeach which has honey on it. Honey or a sweetener. So the wine also, if a sweetener was added to it, it would be possible because what? It's not royal. So sometimes you'll see on wines, they'll say no artificial sweeteners added, or added, you know, no sugar added. Well, they tell you that for two reasons. They tell you, first of all, it has to do with the quality of the wine. They're also trying to communicate to you that there's no sweetener added, and you don't have a problem with this opinion of the Rambam. It can be used for Kiddush. The other thing the Rambam says, even if we deny that, the Rambam says, and we permit wine that is, because this wine is not going on the Mizbeach, this wine is being used for Kiddush, right? That when the Rambam says that wine that's not royal, it means it's an inferior wine. What's called an inferior wine? An inferior wine is what? Is wine that's either Shirei Chora, its flavor is no good, it's begun to sour, or yayin mevushel, cooked wine. Cooked wine was always considered, in the time of Chazal, to be an inferior wine. That's an important halach for us, halach l'maisa now also. You know that yayin mevushel, I'm looking at you and I'm just amazed you're courageous without a coat. But kol hakavod, okay.
The words are keeping me alone.
Okay. The Yain Mavushal has implications for two things. First of all, according to the Rambam, Yain Mavushal is not good for Kiddush, right? Even if he says you'll deny about Yain that has a sweetener added, but Yain Mavushal is not good for Kiddush. And the Ram adds another, first of all, you know, so there are two things. One is Yain Mavushal is not good for Kiddush, and then Yain Mavushal is important to us in another context which we're all familiar with, that if it's wine that was touched by a goy or handled by a goy, so that wine can't be used not just for Kiddush, it's Asur B'Hanor. And the reason for that is, there's a double reason for that. One is Mishum B'Noseim, it was meant as a bulwark against intermarriage, to limit that context between Yidden and Goyim. And the other is because it's a chashash of Yain Nesach. But Yain Mavushal was permitted. Why? Because Yain Mavushal was considered an inferior wine, and that's the reason it can't be used on the Mizbeach. And that's the reason it wasn't just our observation. Apparently the Goyim didn't use it in their idolatrous ceremonies because of that. So therefore, Yain Mavushal is permitted. So coming back now to the Rav's meaning, so that's why the Rav, for Kiddush, he used wine, because the grape juice is always Mavushal. That's, grape juice is Mavushal because that's how they stop the fermentation. So the grape juice is Mavushal.
All grape
juice is Generally speaking, all grape juice... I'm talking about the kosher grape juice. I mean, non-kosher grape juice doesn't help that it's mavushal. Before it got to mavushal, it was already it became stam yeno. But the kedem grape juice is all mavushal. Now, standard, the question is, except for one production, I just want to talk about that since you asked. 100% right. One second. So, in grape juice is mavushal. The question is, at what temperature? What is the temperature? What's the standard that's required to make yain mavushal that's no longer susceptible to maga akum? So, the kedem is caught betwixt and between because it has more than one hashgacha. The Tzelem HaRav, who used to give the hashgacha to kedem, considered yain mavushal when it reached the temperature that the wine was actually, the grape juice was bubbling, right? Yala babuos, which is, let's say, something close to boiling. Something less than boiling, but something, some say it's 190, a little bit more than 190, 200, but it's at that temperature. The Moshe Feinstein in his tshuva says that it's a lower temperature, approximately 175 degrees. He gives different numbers, but I'm talking about Fahrenheit, because that's when it begins to evaporate. And Ramosha also says that he considers the shear of Bishul to be Yatzoledes. And he has a whole range. What's Yatzoledes? Yatzoledes is an important figure. Yatzoledes is the temperature that you would scald yourself if you touched water. Or you would retract your hand because of the heat. So Ramosha has a whole range of what that is. It goes from 115 up to 170. So the Chumra, we assume that, and that's what Ramosha says, we use 175. Kedem, about 2 years ago, so their grape juice was always 170 or that range. So according to Ramosha, it was all Mavusha. They started to create recently what they call a non-Mavusha grape juice. Why did they do it? To capture this market of people who are interested in using grape juice for Kiddush, and achoshes for those shitas of Rishonim that Mavushal is not good for Kiddush. So they started lowering it below the 175 number, which is, it's actually not a dove poshet. It's not obvious that that's really good. I want to tell you why. But Moshe's 175 was a number that he took lechum in Yatzoledes. But between me and you, Yatzoledes, I'm sure Moshe would agree also, the likely number of Yatzoledes is something in the range of 130 degrees. So it's much less. And that number is really above the number that they can't produce grape juice at 130 degrees because that's not hot enough to stop the fermentation, to kill the yeast in the grape juice. So, you know, what there's, Ramesh said, he meant it l'chumra. They're doing this now as a frumkeit. I don't mean it pejoratively, but I meant to say to accommodate those who want yayin she'ena mavushal, according to Ramesh. But that number that they're using, which I think it's something like 150, I don't remember the exact number, but it's in that range, is still above what is the likely number of Yatzoledes. So that's, but it does, you know, you'll find now, it's only recent on the market that they have this, you know, not what it, you know, they have three kinds. There's the Yain, which says Mavusho. There, that's the higher number, which they're accommodating the Tzelem and Ravs and standard. Then they have the OU stuff, which is all Mavushal, in fact, when it doesn't say non-Mavushal. And then there's what they say non-Mavushal, which is questionable whether it's non-Mavushal. All right? But anyhow, so the Rav would make Kiddush on... on wine, because that was non-Mavushal. And for the other cases, he used grape juice. Because he said the Rambam, from the Rambam's Mashma, that this halacha of Yain Mavushal is not good, is only said by Kiddush. The Rambam quotes it only in the Perek of Kiddush. And this would answer to you. The Ravid asks on the Rambam. The Rambam says that Mekatshin B'Yain Kunditun, right? In other words, the Ravid quotes Yerushalmi, it's Yerushalmi and Shkolim and Psochim, that Yain Mavushal is good for what? For a Kiddush, you know, for kosher bracha. So what would the Ram do with that? The Ram could say like this, that's not speaking about Kiddush, the night of, you know, at night. That's speaking about other kosher bracha. So maybe that would be the answer. All right, now, so we have here, so let's just discuss briefly. We have a discussion about whether grape juice is good for dalet kosher, right? And we have, Ramosha says it's not, others say that it is. And then what the Rav did was he used grape juice for the other kosher, but not for Kiddush. For Kiddush, he wanted to be kosher for those shitas of Rishonim, that Yain Mavushal, which the Ram quotes, is not good for Kiddush. As a matter of fact, Rashi's opinion is that Yain that's not Mavushal is not called Yain. The Yain that's Mavushal is not only that it's not kosher for Kiddush, because it's not Royal Naskar Gabi Mizbeach, it's not called Yain. The Rashi's opinion is that you made a shahakal on Yain Mavushal, because it was such an inferior quality. I told you that we're having this discussion with Elal. Let me tell you what we're talking about with Elal. Elal has asked the OU to supervise its food productions in the United States, its commissaries in the United States, Bornstein here in New York and in Canada. There are other indigenous supervisions, but also that we should give a, you know, give an additional hashgacha together with them so that in people's mind they'll feel more comfortable about it. The outstanding issue that we've been talking to El Al about literally for months is this. On first class and business class, this we're talking the West Side, so I presume everybody here is flying first class or business class. When I fly coach, so I don't have this issue. But on the coach ones, they give the little bottles, they're all mafusho. But on first class and business class, they most of the wine that they serve till now is yain that's not mafusho. So it's a very big problem. You know, they open up the bar. First of all, it's a problem because it's misleading. People are not aware of this. And a lot of the people who are flying, they're from people who care about this. So the dayelet is pouring the wine. She's not necessarily Shomer Shabbos. And not only that, the people on the plane are not necessarily Shomer Shabbos. They're not necessarily Jewish, right? So it becomes a real potential problem, a likelihood even, that the wine, once it's opened and poured, it comes as kosher wine, but when it gets into your cup, it's not kosher wine anymore. So that's the dilemma that we have. We want to help El Al. It's Israel's carrier. But this was the discussion. They're insistent that the wine, because the wine that they're getting from is the Yarden and Golan wines, which are very high quality wines. And they say that if it's mavushal, in their mind, mavushal is, you know, poor standard. And there is a halachic basis for that, right? That's the really basis why yain mavushal is not kosher for kiddush, and that's according to the Rambam, and that's why yain mavushal is not a problem of stam yainim. So, but the truth is, this is just an ein redenish. Who speak kiddush? An ein redenish means, you know, they've just talked themselves into this. Because the highest quality wines, kosher wines now, many of them are mavusho. And the truth is, because they don't take it like in the old days, you know, cook it up in a pot. With flash pasteurization, it reaches these high temperatures for just a second. And what I'm told is the only one, and so much so, interesting, that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach has said, Reb Shlomo Zalman and also Reb Yoshev also have problems with what we call Yain Mavusho, that it's really, it's not good. Because he says the reason Yain Mavushal is mutter and if a guy touches it's not a problem is because it's a lower grade. But nowadays it's not a lower grade. Who knows? So the only one who could really tell, I've spoken to Nathan Herzog and to the Herzogs from Ked, and they tell me the only one who could tell the difference between Yain Mavushal and not Mavushal is really a world class connoisseur. There are very few people who would know the difference. But you know, El Al prides itself, rightfully so, that apparently they won an award amongst different carriers as one of the best wine, you know, the way the wine, both the ambiance, the way the wine is served, they're concerned that if they'll make it mavushal, it's going to, you know, have a bad effect in terms of their statuses, that they're known for those who fly as giving very good wine or very good quality service in terms of the wine. But it's not true, because no one will know the difference. No one in this room, no one on that plane. You know, there's one Alexa Henty flying around the world who knows the difference. So he's not going to fly El Al. You know, let's keep it kosher. So what we did was this. So much so, I've been speaking to the chairman, the CEO of El Al about this, Chaim Ram, very fine man. So I told him that Nathan Herzog told me, interesting. He said I think it was their Cabernet Sauvignon, that their Herzog Reserve California wine. American Airlines last year they choose of all the wines 6 different wines that they'll serve on their first class. I imagine they rotate each year. They have a different review of this, but their Herzog Reserve is a Mavushal wine. They're not serving it for Fruma Yidden on American Air. They're serving for the general, you know, for those flying first class. So the quality is almost, you know, is, I'd say it's equivalent, except for the, you know, the extraordinary connoisseur. And even that depends on the wines. You know, there are very few who could tell the difference between one kind or another. So what we've decided to do is this. We'll continue our discussions with Alal. First of all, we want to raise the grade in Alal. There were certain many issues that we had to deal with in terms of, and they've been accommodating on some of those issues and many of them. The one outstanding issue is this. So what they've agreed to do is this, that they're going to begin serving non-Mavusha wine as well, and that will be at least half of the wine. It will say on the there'll be a piece of paper that there's both mavushal and non-mavushal wine. We will, wherever the OU please, it will say explicitly that OU does not recommend or approve of the non-mavushal wine. And we will continue our discussion, and I hope that it will, because for us it's a sine qua non, that we will at the end have all mavushal wine. There was another thing that they're going to do. If somebody wants mavushal wine, if they want the non-mavusha wine, they will get a sealed bottle, and they'll have the option to open it themselves. If they'll tell the stewardess or the steward to open it for them, that they'll accommodate them. But at least they'll know that it's not mavusha. They'll open it if they want. They have the option to open themselves, or they can offer the. There'll be no whole range now of mavusha wine. So that's. The discussion that we're having now with Elal. But you should be aware of this, because people are not aware. And tell your friends that wine served on Elal is not necessarily Mavusha. You would have thought that it is, but it's not. And this is, by the way, not unique only to Elal. I think this is the case in many of the hotels as well. Yeah.
Are there post-Hebrew wine no problem with making Kiddush on wine that's Mavusha?
Yes, most poskim. Right. This is the Shittas of Rambam and the Shittas of Goinim. But other Rishonim are of the opinion that Yain Mavushal is kosher for Kiddush, and most of us use Yain Mavushal for Kiddush.
For salvation, I didn't think there was any problem for the
four poskim. Right. He said, because the Ram quoted only by Kiddush. And I have the right, which I quoted from Yerushalmi. Right. So now I want to explain a little bit about this business. About the Dalakosis, because I have a little insight that I want to share with you about the Dalakosis. It's actually something which I heard from the Rav once. And what it's interesting, he just said it, I was with him at his grandson Moshe Twersky's, I think it was at his Vort in Muncie, when he got engaged. And the Rav just said it, we were talking, and he just said it, Agav, but it was such an insight. He said, the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, he said, is not just a mitzvah to drink four cups of wine. We know the four cups of wine, because this can be relevant to this discussion we're having about whether you can use grape juice for Dalet Kosos. He said, the mitzvah of drinking Dalet Kosos is a mitzvah of Simcha, the night of Pesach. It's a mitzvah, because we know, how does a person fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha on Pesach? Or any yontif. We know on every yontif, as opposed to Shabbat, it's a mitzvah of Simcha. So how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha? One of the ways, right, is through wine. Right? The Rambam, interestingly, answers, the Rambam says, yain and basa. The Chumash, actually, basa is not mentioned in the Gemara. But the Rambam says, yain. And for women, we buy them, husband is supposed to buy his wife, big day tzivonim, new clothing for yontif, or some other thing that, to gladden the heart, at least gladden the heart of the wife. And for children, mechalkem kloyes ve'gozen, right? Give them candies and so on. Take them to great adventures, right? The Ram doesn't mention great adventures. For some reason, he was mashmin it. We don't know why. So those are the right. There's a loch of simcha. So the Ram says like this: the Gemara says, "Sosam, if you drink the four cups of wine, bevas achas, not coordinated with the Haggadah at the Seder. I drank four cups of wine, either one after the other, or I drank them all from one big cup. Right? Yidei yayin yotzer, yidei dalakosis lo yotzer. Right? So what does it mean, yidei yayin yotzer? So the Rashbam, the Imam Sochem, says, yidei yayin yotzer means yidei simchas yontif. So So Taisus is bothered. What's the chiddush that is Yotzei Yedei Simchas Yontif? Right? Of course he's Yotzei Yedei Simchas Yontif. So Taisus says, because I might have thought that if you don't drink the four cups of wine, you're not Yotzei Simcha. So Kamash Malan, that you're Yotzei Simcha even if I drank one cup. So you see, if the four cups of wine were not in any way related to the mitzvah of Simcha, what's the havamina that if I don't, this is the Rav's Raya, what's the havamina that if I didn't drink the four cups, I'm not Yotzei Simcha? Of course I'm Yotzei Simcha. So you see from here that the four cups of wine are a kiyum of Simcha the night of Pesach. So even though I didn't fulfill the complete mitzvah of Simcha, I'm still Yotzei, you know, the generic Simcha of Simchas Yontif. It's interesting, there's a discussion in Achronim whether there's a mitzvah simcha the night of Pesach. Because maybe the mitzvah simcha is only during the day. From the Gemara it seems that it's only that during the day when there's a mitzvah hakovet kotchim. So the Shagasai brings a riot from this Gemara. You see that there's a mitzvah simcha at the night because the Rashbam says, Yidayayin Yotzer. So you see there's a mitzvah simcha on Yontif even at night. Now, we're going to come back to the Shagasai in a second. But another proof to the Rav, to his principle, that you see that there's a mitzvah simcha, is that the Sefer HaMichtam, which is one of the Rishonim, which is published, Rabbi Blau and his, he published some of these more obscure Rishonim, so he published the Michtam on Pesachim, and this Michtam there in the Mishnah says, by Dalakos, says, that Tiknu Chacham Dalakos Kidei L'smoach Behem, to be joyous with them. So you see that, I mean, it's four cups of wine. It's not a coincidence that it's wine. And it's not a coincidence that wine is what makes us happy. The Pasuk says, Ki yayin yisamach levav enosh, that wine gladdens the heart of a person. So that's why there's a mitzvah. You know, the mitzvah of Dalakos is not just a mitzvah of drinking four cups. It's to be joyous, of course, with the geula, the different dimensions, the da'ab l'shon shel geula. How do we express the da'ab l'shon shel geula? Through joy, recognizing God's hand in our redemption. So therefore there's a mitzvah of simcha with the dalakosos. So the reason I mention this is, this may be the reason, you know, the cheres that Rav Moshe mentions, there's a discussion, what about dalakosos, you know, mitzvah simcha, is b'yayin. So for all halachas, grape juice is wine. The Gemara says, a person can take a cluster of grapes, crush them, get the wine, and make the bracha of Bori Pia Gofen. Am I Yotzei Simcha with grape juice? It's a shaila. Some poskim can say yes, some say no. But in other words, usually we would think that Simcha is linked to the wine, you know, it has to be wine with an alcoholic content, which would be support then to the Moshe. I just want to add, there's another thing that we see about this, the night of Pesach and Simcha. You know, there's something unique that we do the night, aside from the Seder, of course. Halayla, you know, Manishtana, the whole Laila is unique. But this halacha, which is strange, something we do in many shuls and at the Seder, that is unique, the night of Pesach, that we don't do any other time. Who knows what that is?
Hallel.
Exactly. Hallel is said the night of Pesach. It's unusual, because Hallel is old. The Mishnah says this in Megillah. We usually fulfill Hallel only during the day. It's a mitzvah shebayom. And we learn that from a pasuk. Mi mizrach shemesh ad mavohu mehulal shem Hashem. So the Hallel is said while the sun is traversing the sky during the day. So how is it that we say Hallel the night of Pesach? In many shuls they say it, that's the minig of the goyim to say it in shul. So the answer is that we say Hallel the night of Pesach, because what? Because there's a special mitzvah simcha the night of Pesach. Because, and the Biskur Rav talks a lot about this, Hallel the night of Pesach is said as shira, as song, as praise to Kodesh Baruch Hu, because it's a day of redemption and joy, and therefore the halal that's said is unique to Pesach. So, and that may be that these dalakosis is linked to that. If that's true, by the way, the Shagasai will not have a complete, you know, the Shagasai says to the Mashbam, Yidei Simchas. Simcha, could be there's a special simcha, but the Shagasai says from the Lashon of the Mashbam, says Yidei Simchas Yontif, and he quotes the Pasuk V'samachta B'chagecha. So you see that there's a special mitzvah of simcha the night of Pesach. Now, I just want to add something to what the Rav, you know, in terms of this concept. You know, the Lechem Mishnah asks, the Rambam says that how does one fulfill simcha? So the Lechem Mishnah says that one fulfills simcha by a man drinks wine, woman gets new clothing, and the children mechalkehem klois vegozen. How did the Rambam know that? Actually, the Gemara doesn't say that by simcha. The Gemara says it according to Yehuda. How do you fulfill simcha? How does the child fulfill the mitzvah of dalet kosos? So the Gemara says that the child fulfills the mitzvah of dalet kosos by what? By we give him according to Yehuda matuel fakana b'yayin el mechalkim klayis. The Rambam borrowed that statement to tell us how we fulfill the mitzvah of dalet. Of simcha on yontif. So according to what I'm saying, based on what the Rav said, we can understand it. What's the transition between the two? Because the mitzvah of avakoisis is a mitzvah of simcha. So therefore, he used that simcha b'chalken klayis v'gozim for dalet koisis as the standard in general, because the Ma doesn't tell us what's appropriate for ketanim in simcha. Now, in terms of, I mentioned, can you fulfill the mitzvah simcha with grape juice? So there's a discussion about this in Poskim. In the Mikroi Kodesh of Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was a chief rabbi of Jerusalem, he quotes in the Pri Chodesh, who quotes from the Maharash HaLevi, B'Shem HaRav Chaim Shabtai, which also confirms, actually says, Dalakosis lo yotzi de chavos b'meitzi mukim, mishum de chachom tiknu dalakosis l'simcha v'ze einu v'sameach. So we have a machlokes here between the Reb Chaim Shabtai and the Pri Chodesh, whether you can be yotzei dalakosis with made simukim, and I assume that grape juice then would be the equivalent. The Tzvi Pesach Frank assumes that the reason made simukim is not misameach is because it has no alcoholic content or limited alcoholic content. So you see that he holds that for simcha it has to be a grape juice or wine that has alcoholic content. He doesn't give a shear. I don't know what the shear would be.
Some people add grape juice to the wine.
I think that makes sense. They add grape. In other words, even though they dilute the wine, it's still, you know, it may still have a din of yayin. So I don't think it. That should be all right. I've been filibustering a little bit because I'm trying to see if we can have a minion in 15 minutes, but I don't know if I... it's getting cold.
1:35.
Yeah, so... All right, so then I'll tell you a little bit more than about this. So I want to add now another idea about the Seid and the Dalai Kosos, which I think is a pretty idea, which I hope will get us to Mincha. And that is this. You know, the halacha of, the whole theme of the Seid HaGadah, the whole theme is Shiva. I mentioned that the Goyim say, Halel Hazeh Yelach, Hashir Hazeh Yelachem Kilel His Kadesh Chag, Lail HaMakudesh L'Chag, that the Kiddush that we, not the Kiddush, I meant to say, the Seder is said together, is said on Dalai Kosos. And it's not just said on Dalai Kosos. You know, we think, see, we don't put these things together, but we really should. It's not just, I think I'm losing my minion. Oh, okay. So that I can just finish now then. No, we don't have it. No, we lost our minion. Okay. So, what I was going to tell you is that the halacha that the whole Haggadah is chal al hakos, and because it said ein omim shira el al hakos, and that's the same halacha that when the sachim in the Beis Hamikdash we would say ein omim shira el al hayayin. The time that the Levim would sing their songs in the Beis Hamikdash was actually at the time of what? Of the Nesachim in the Beis Hamikdash, because Ein Omim Shira El Al Hayayin, and therefore the Shira of the Seder night is also Chal Al Hayayin. In other words, the four cups of wine, they're not just four cups of wine. It's that the whole Haggadah is said b'Torah Shira, and I want to demonstrate that. First of all, one of the kosos you know is said as Shira. Which kos is that? Halo, right? Halo said as Alayayin, right? And it's not just and actually two kosos of them really have halo. The last kos and the second, the Magid also is part of the Magid is halo. Kiddush is also said as Shira. Proof that Kiddush is said as Shira is this what I quote from the Rambam, that the Rambam says that it has to be Yayin that's royally Nasach HaGavi Mizbeach. Why does it have to be Yayin that's royally Nasach HaGavi Mizbeach? Because because that wine which we're Nasach HaGavi Mizbeach, that's the wine that Shira is to be said on it. So Kiddush is always said B'Torah Shira. And this may be the reason I heard this from the Rav once. This is actually a question that the Gaonim are bothered by. The Gaonim, Rabbi Morris, if you stay, we have exactly 10 for a minute. Okay? No one can leave, right? We're going to finish in a few minutes. We have exactly 10. The Rav asked a very interesting question. It's a question that's bothered the Goyim. You know, if you were writing the Haggadah, right? What chapters would you use as your core text for the Haggadah? Bo, Peshalach, the Va'er, right? You would take the Sefer Shmos and read through the story, right? So what do? We take a Pasha in Kisavo, it's the Pasha Mikra Bikurim, and we use that as the text for what? For Sipritzis Mitzrayim. It's strange. One would have thought that we should have taken which text? The whole Sefer Shmos. The reason I think is this. The Rav gave a different reason, but I was just for our purpose today. Because the text that we use is Arami Ovid Avi. Arami Ovid Avi was the praise that the pilgrim would say when he brought his first fruit Bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash. And if we would look, which we don't have the time right now, through the Mishnayos in Bikurim, we'd see how it was said. It's one of the most lyrical Mishnayos in amongst Mishnayos, how the description of the those who would come and bring Bikurim, how they would come to Yerushalayim, everybody would stand, the people would greet them, and they would, the Levim would begin to sing. It's very beautiful. So in terms of the Shira dimension of the Sipitzis Mitzrayim, it would seem that the Parsha of Arami Ovid Ovid is the more relevant one, and that's why they choose a relatively obscure parsha of Arami Ovid Ovi rather than what? Than Sefer Shmos, so that we can also experience this quality of Shira that's said together with the, and that's why the Yayin has to be, at least for Kiddush, Yayin this Royal Nasa Chagavi Mizbeach. Because the whole night of Pesach is a night of Shira. The Hallel that we say in Shul demonstrates it, the Hallel at the Seder, and that the whole Seder is said on the Dalet Kosos. It's not just we drink Kosos. The Seder, the Haggadah Chal on the Kosos. I want to tell you a story. I heard this from the Rav. He said once his father, Moshe, a man came once the wine spilled. You know, as they said the whole Magid, and right as he's about to make the broch on them, you know, so the wine spilled, and so the Moshe said it's not enough now just to pour another cup of wine and say the Magid. No, the whole purpose is this is the cup that the Magid was said over. So he took the cup and he said, those who disagree, there are those who say only needed for Asher Golanu and so on, the last bracha. But Ramesha said the whole Haggadah, or at least the critical parts of the Haggadah, of the Magid on the coast again, which demonstrates in a very dramatic fashion that the Haggadah is said as what? As Chal al HaKos. The Rav said that Reb Chaim's meaning was that he would hold the kos for the entire Magid. Not just, I mean, we don't do, we have the kos in front of us. But he would actually hold the kos for the entire Magid because he wanted, you know, to be chal. I imagine it's not just for the Magid. He would hold it for every section that he was saying. When he said the benching, he held the kos. When he said the halal, he held the kos. So that it should be chal al ha-kos. Are there any questions that anybody has? I've finished and we have about 5 minutes till Menachem.